Bar, USA Radio News.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Boy, it's about time. Yeah, I've been waiting all weekend. We've been sitting here just waiting for the theme show, theme song to start, the show to begin, and here we are. What do you know? Well, after all that waiting and anticipation, this better be a good program, and I think it will be. Welcome, everybody. Johnny Dean here with Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, talking to you about, the title of the show says it all. The title of the show, Professor Plum, is something that we don't, do on a regular basis, which has to do with what now?
Bucket strategy investing. We do bucket strategy investing all the time. We just don't necessarily describe what the overall strategy is.
We don't always talk about the actual bucket strategy, and we do this generally within season of workshops, and we've done that too. But since the current season of workshops, I think we're finished, right? Are we done
for a few weeks?
Late spring, yeah. We'll get back into it, and when the weather gets a little bit better, less hot in some of these venues in the summertime. But anyway, we talk about this at the workshops quite a bit. Now we're going to cover just kind of the basics of buckets. What is it? Because we have people asking us all the time, what do you mean buckets? I've heard buckets. And then, by the way, they often, not the people who are trying to figure it out, but the people who purport to know how buckets works, sometimes get it wrong. Or not exactly totally completely correct. So we're going to tell you what it's all about, what it is, what it is not, and who it's for. All this stuff. We could spend an entire hour. We won't, but we'll talk about buckets coming up here. Now, you've got questions, and it doesn't have to be on buckets. It can be on anything at all, and we've opened up the phone lines as we do every single day for you. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. All the room for you available right now at the top of the hour at that number, 877-PLANNER. Emails at our website, wealthed.com. And we'll get to some of those coming up here in just a little bit, sort of a wide variety of topics on the emails. And as I said, if you want to get us the emails, send us an email, you do so at our website, wealthed.com, at the Find Your Answer link. One last thing before we get on with this, if you want to reach Professor Plum off the air, I know a lot of you folks do, you can talk to him at Lucia Capital Group, or really any of the Lucia Capital Group Brain Trust advisors, at their off-air number, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. You can speak with an advisor, make an appointment. You should do that, especially when you hear things like bucket strategy and products that we talked about and things like that. Are they right for you? Find out. Are you on the right track to a path to retirement? Find out. 800-644-1150. They'd love to speak with you, and as would Professor Plum. And you can do so again on the air, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, buckets. I remember the first time I heard buckets, and this was back in the mid-90s, mm-hmm. when actually probably the early 90s, when we really first sort of got out of, we started this show in what, 1991, I guess it was, but it wasn't called Bucket Strategy Investing back then. We talked more about just generic financial planning matters.
Yes.
And what it all kept coming back down to was the strategy. And so when we started explaining how the strategy actually works, buckets, and we had really evolved it, it was in the early stages for us back then.
Yeah, we didn't really start calling it buckets in 91.
No, we didn't. It was just a strategy. It was not even a decumulation, it was a distribution strategy. But it was still kind of evolving, at least in our circles. And so I still remember it took me a year or so to really figure out, because I was just kind of the, you know, engineer back then, mm-hmm. as a co-host, but really more the engineer. And I remember when it finally hit me what buckets was, when it was explained that, oh, by the way, you spend down principal in individual buckets.
I can't spend down principal. That'll mean I'm going to go broke.
Well, and so
not necessarily.
No, and thus the idea of segmenting out your portfolio was born, which is really kind of what buckets really is. I was told for years by older folks, my grandparents especially, who said, "Don't spend the principal.
Never touch principal. Only spend the earnings."
Right, and by that, I mean, for them, it was really, you know, the dividends that they got paid from stocks.
The interest from bonds.
The interest that you got from bonds.
Back when we actually got paid some interest on the bonds that we owned?
Well, 10% at one time, I remember being told.
A little bit higher even at times.
Yeah, so anyway, okay, so the idea was now turned on its ear. Buckets. Let's start with the basics, huh?
I was just remembering a friend of mine bought an IRA, he had a decent-sized IRA back in 81, 82. And he got a 10-year, 12% CD.
10 years at 12%?
Yes.
Wow.
Unfortunately,
what happened to the bank?
The savings and loan that was issuing didn't last the 10 years. Unfortunately, went out of business. His principal was guaranteed by the FDIC, obviously, but he was a little upset that the interest rate wasn't guaranteed by the new institution that took it over. So he wasn't happy about that. But hey, he got 10 or 12% for a couple of years.
And I remember those. I remember seeing T-bills. I saw something like 13, 14%. And even as a young buck, I was in college at the time, it seemed to me to be, that's pretty high.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty high. I remember thinking on $100,000, which seemed like a million to me at the time, I mean, what? You can get $12,000, $13,000
a month.
Well, not a year, but $1,000 a month, $12,000, $13,000 a year.
With no risk?
For doing what? Nothing? I mean, that's a car.
Well, at that time, it was a brand new car.
It was a car. And so, anyway, that was sort of the mentality. But of course, the mentality also was, you live off the interest. You don't spend the principal.
Right.
And so, when I first discovered, when that sort of aha moment hit me, it was when they said, no, you spend down principal and interest.
But only on a portion.
A segment.
A certain amount of the portfolio. And on the rest of the portfolio, you let the interest and the dividends and everything else, capital gain distributions, reinvest and hopefully grow over the period of time that you're pulling down the principal on one side. The whole idea is, John mentioned it in passing, time segmentation. Investing appropriately for given periods of time. Money that is necessary to be spent in the next couple of years, that's short-term money. And we need short-term investments to satisfy those the cash flow. Money that I don't need to spend for 15, 20 years, and even if you're 65 years old, 75 years old, you may have 15, 20 years left. And if you don't, your heirs do. So you're still looking, how is this money? How long do I have for this money? What's my time horizon for this money? And let's put the appropriate investments in place for the appropriate time horizon. And that's where the one-stop shop, everything fits into one nice portfolio and we just rebalance and send you out your check every month, every year, whatever it is, falls short. Because they're using all types of assets in one diversified portfolio that they're using to either give you an income or on the other side that you're saving into, it's not as efficient in a way to do that. So whether you're accumulating assets, you want to identify your time horizon for those assets and invest appropriately. If you're distributing assets, you want to identify the time horizon for those distributions and invest appropriately. Not just a balanced portfolio to put money into,
sure,
or to take money out of.
Yeah.
Just because I'm 60 years old doesn't mean I put 60% of my money into bonds or 40%, however you want to work that equation. Not everybody is the same. And it may be that you need a little bit more money in safety to begin with because you're waiting to take your Social Security or your pensions or you're retired early, and then you'll be able to back off on the distribution later on, or you just want to spend a little bit more money now.
You know, the trouble, I think, Professor Plum, again, 877-PLANNER, our number. the trouble comes when people tend to think of their portfolio, their nest egg, whatever it is, as one giant pool of money, not segmented, not divided up into anything, except maybe stocks and bonds, 60% stocks, 40% bonds, maybe some cash in there. And so that's why they tend to think of, wait, spending principal all the way down, that means I am going to run out of money, because when I'm out of principal, I'm out of money. This takes away the segmenting effect, which is what buckets is all about.
I kind of equate it to, if you know what a bond ladder is, you have money coming due from the principal of the bond every year, period, every period of time you need it, and you spend that principal and interest. And then each year, so you've got a ladder that goes out 30 years, and you've got a bond that matures once every 30 years, or two bonds that mature every 6 months or something. And you have a guaranteed source of money from that bond, assuming it doesn't go in default, and you have the money to spend. So you just laddered out those times. The problem is a 30-year bond just doesn't pay very much, and you need to look at the investments that support the time horizon. So it's just a matter of identifying your time horizon. We don't want to spend, or we don't want to rely on spending something that has volatility. Now, volatility can be good if it's on the positive side, going up in value. That's fine. It's easy to spend that when it's going up. The problem is when it's going down, and anything that has better upside potential has some downside potential. So we have to look at what is available to us. If I need money this year, next year, the following year, whatever it is, can I accept the volatility that it takes to get that better rate of return? Most retirees say no. They say, if I need $20,000 a year to live, I need $20,000. I don't need 15 because the market went down. I need 20. And I want to make sure I have that stable distribution.
That's exactly what Buckets aims to correct. We'll talk about this. 877-PLANNER. Maybe you've got questions on this or something else. We've opened up the phone lines for you. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER. We're coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing. Don't go away.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a Buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Planner, you know the number by now, 877-PLA-NNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, talking buckets on, oddly enough, bucket strategy investing. And, you know, Professor, as I kind of said toward the top of the hour, there are people who have been writing about buckets, and I would say really since the big, depression. The recession.
The Great Recession.
The Great Recession, whatever you want to call it. That huge downturn, remember that thing?
2008,
yeah.
2009.
Yeah, remember that when the banks went under and they had to throw a bunch of money at them, and I don't know what happened after that, but whatever it was, people started to think, well, perhaps we've had two big downturns within a span of 10 years, perhaps there's a better way to, protect our nest eggs, because people were wiped out, in some cases twice.
Right, and it's all a matter of, you know, some people were wiped out because they sold out because they got afraid, even though they didn't need the money. Other people were forced to basically sell when it was an inopportune time because they lost their jobs. So there's two things that we're fighting here. One is the need for money, the need for a distribution, and the desire, the greed side, that we want to get a better rate of return than we can get in just putting it in safer areas. And the other is where we don't necessarily need the money, but we're just fearful of losing what we already have. And so that's where having an appropriate strategy that outlines what to expect, there's one thing I know that's going to happen in the market. It's going to be something that we don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be higher or lower than we expect. So how do we create strategies to be able to overcome both the actual results of being higher or lower than we expected, but also our reaction to that result? It's going to be higher. What happens when the markets are on fire? We want to be part of that winning market, to be able to make more money, to be able to achieve that better rate of return. But we typically, as average investors, get in late to the game, and it's already too late in some respects. Or we don't know when to get out because everything looks good. We know that it looks too frothy when we got in to begin with, but it went up again, which just strengthened our resolve to stay in and stay in and stay in, and then all of a sudden it drops. And then when it's dropped like that, like we saw in 2000, saw in 2008, it drops pretty quick. And then the fear takes over, and we got to get out. And we don't have the money that we had before. We lost. Because selling at the wrong time, either because I need to pay my bills or because I'm fearful of losing even more, when I sell into a down market, that money never recovers. Now, we saw some people that sold into the 2008-2009 downturn, and they haven't gotten back in.
No.
So not only did they lose the 25% or so, whatever it was, 30% they were down to begin with, they've earned a wonderful rate of return in safe accounts over the last 8-9 years. They're still down 20-30%.
So the idea is to have a strategy in place where that says, look, you know, don't worry about that. You know, let the market do what it's going to do. You stay out of that room, okay?
Yeah.
Something's happening over there.
And you don't want to be a part of it with the
and
money
what it
you're
is
going to spend anytime
ain't exactly
soon.
Clear. Right. So stay out of that. Why don't you focus on what you can, what's not going to be volatile? So this is where buckets comes in. Now,
right.
We often think of three buckets, right? I mean, there
the core.
Usually there are more, but the core of it generally has to do with three because you need a good 20 years.
And we're blocking it into three basic buckets. Now, within each bucket, you may do some sub-bucketizing, but we can get into the investments there. So the idea is to have enough safe or relatively safe money in bucket number one that can create a distributable event of what you need to spend over the next 6, 7, 8 years. So it's CDs, laddered bonds, there's anything that has low volatility. Now, by the fact that it's going to have high liquidity and low volatility, these assets are not expected to have great rates of return, but they're not there for the return. They're there to protect you from downturns. So if the market goes down 15, 20%, your dollar's still a dollar. That's the key with these. And if I need to spend a dollar, I can spend a dollar because that dollar's still a dollar. It's not higher, it's not lower because of the market. It is what it is. Now, once we get out to the 7, 8 year mark, now we can start using different types of assets. Balanced portfolio, some of these structured notes and other things. So we're looking at things that have a little less liquidity or a little bit of volatility, a little more volatility that we can handle over a 7 year period of time as long as we stay with it. And as long as we reinvest everything in the earnings portion of that, whether it's a capital gain distribution, whether it's an interest or a dividend payment, we reinvest that in that second account. And we can afford, even though I may be retired today, I can afford to reinvest everything in bucket number two. Why? Because I have bucket number one.
You've got time.
And in bucket number one, this is where we do that thing that John talked about that a lot of people get afraid of. We're spending principal and interest in bucket number one. I think that's the hardest thing to get across people. We'll show if you need $1,000 a month for the next 7 years, let's ignore interest or any earnings right now. What is that? $84,000. You put $84,000 into an account, a bank account or whatever you want to do, and you draw $1,000 a month out of it. But it's not earning $12,000 on $84,000.
It's earning almost nothing right now.
But it's paying me a distribution that I need to support whatever I'm trying to accomplish. On the other side, the money in bucket number two, I need that at some point in the future. When do I need that? I need that when bucket number one is starting to run dry. I need it to replenish bucket number one. I need to refill, rebucketize, reset up my distribution. And so, but because I don't need it right now, I can be less liquid, and with less liquid comes a little bit of a premium, and I can afford to have some amount of volatility. Not the pure stock market volatility, because while it hasn't been very many, there have been a few 7, 8, 9, 10 year periods of time where the portfolio, the market is the equity markets, stock markets, have not produced positive results. Now, there haven't been very many. But Murphy's Law says you'll find the next one. And so we look to use more balanced approach in there, reinvesting, and doing something that a lot of people don't realize works very well for them. Reinvesting interest and dividends and capital gains in a volatile portfolio, either marginally volatile or severely volatile like a stock market portfolio, helps your long-term rate of return. Why? Well, because the interest that comes in buys into the shares. When it's low, they buy a lot of shares. When it's high, they don't buy as many shares. It's a form of internal dollar cost averaging. But it takes time for that to work in your favor. It doesn't work overnight. That's why we want to have at least 7 years or more with that middle term bucket. It's there to provide a replacement for bucket number one.
Now, the reason you buy time, Professor Plum, is because over long periods of time, the risk of the market tends to be mitigated somewhat.
Right, especially with the reinvesting of the dividends. People like the idea, okay, we're just going to set up, this is grandparents' portfolio 102. Grandparent 101 was just living on interest from bonds.
Yes.
Grandparent portfolio 102 was living off of dividends, mostly utility stocks back in the 50s and 60s, maybe even into the 70s.
The granny stocks.
Yeah, and the dividends were high and stable, they never changed, and life was good. That doesn't exist the same way anymore. And the reality is, dividends on most areas should be reinvested, not taken and spent in cash. Even though the dividend tends to be relatively stable from stocks, it does move a little bit here and there, it's better used to reinvest. Because a lot of your long-term rate of return comes from that reinvested dividend, buying in at low shares, not as much as higher shares, and using that volatility to your advantage. So we want to reinvest those for that long term. But we need a time horizon to make it work. How long of a time horizon? That's where the aggressive or conservative nature comes in. We like to start with a 15-year time horizon. Bucket number one, 7 or 8 years. Bucket number two, 7 or 8 years. Bucket number three, 15 plus.
Yeah, and the farther out you go from when you need it, the greater the
your chance,
the risk that could be taken, and the greater or the less the liquidity. All right. 877 Planner. We're coming back with more. If you've got questions, we've opened up the phone lines for you. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Strategy investing. We're going to get into, we're going to take some calls. I know we got some people waiting on hold. We don't want to leave people waiting there too long, but we will talk about in a little bit more detail some of the buckets and the reasons that we prefer something like a bucket strategy. Who should have it? When do you start? We've had that question too. Maybe if you're in your mid-30s, I mean, do you really need to have your portfolio segmented already? It's not just a distribution strategy, Professor Plum.
It's not just for breakfast anymore.
Right, exactly, which we figured out it was
orange juice.
Here's what we said before the show, you know? And I said, it's not just for breakfast. We said, what in the heck was that?
We knew
and
that saying.
I did a search of that, and most of it came up beer. It's not for just for breakfast anymore. No, the original was orange juice. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We'll take some calls. We'll talk more about buckets coming up. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We'll go next to James the first James is in Portland, Oregon. Hello, James.
Hello, how are you today?
Good, how are you doing?
Doing well. I have a question for you. I am receiving Social Security retirement benefits, mm-hmm. about $20,000 a year. I have a part-time job that pays me $10,000 a year, but it has a 401k program that I'm contributing $8,000 of the $10,000 to. I also receive about $2,000 worth of unemployment compensation during the year. I'm wondering, how much can I contribute to an IRA? I know the max is $6,500 at my age. I'm over 65.
Are you over 70?
No.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Because once you get to the required minimum distribution age, there's no traditional IRA contribution. But in your income levels, I would be considering Roth IRAs anyway. Now, I know for a fact that you can do $2,000. The question is, does unemployment compensation count as it? And I'll have to look that one up. I cannot remember if unemployment is something you use. But you have $10,000 of earnings. But you're already using $8,000 of that to support the 401k contribution. So that only leaves $2,000 of your actual earnings to support an IRA contribution. You can't use the same dollar to support a 401k and an IRA. But the question is whether the unemployment, and it's going to take me until the next break to figure that one out.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
I appreciate the help.
Okay, you bet. Thanks. Thanks very much for the call. Now, he's on Social Security here. We've had this situation come up before, too.
Well, Social Security is not the issue.
No.
To be able to make a contribution to a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA, you first and foremost have to have earned income. And so Social Security, you may have earned it. Deferred income.
Right.
Or income from previous years. Pensions. That is not currently earned income.
Even though you may have... You've earned it. You've earned a pension. You've earned Social Security. The fact that you're on Social Security now doesn't mean that, this is my earned income, even though it came, from my working years. What we're talking about with regard to earned income really has to do with W-2 wages, net self-employment income.
Right, and those are required. Now, as he said, he was putting money into a 401k already. And so if we're making $10,000 total income, and we put $8,000 of it into a 401k, that doesn't mean we can still put $6,500 into a 401 into an IRA. It doesn't quite work that easily. But he has that unemployment. I'm going to have to look to see if that counts.
You can check. I'm this brings back a call from a long time ago, and I thought we had a very similar situation, and it did not count as far as because it's in many ways it's like a benefit. It's sort of like a government benefit, right?
Yes, and I can't remember, the publication didn't spell it out nicely and easily for me. That
all
I
right, well, maybe during the break.
I'll have to look it up.
Maybe during the break we'll be able to find it. But the situation is, Professor Plum, if you're earning enough and you can put whatever you're earning into your 401k, if they happen to allow it, you can put up to, in his case, it's $24,000. I mean, he's not. But you could put $18,000 or $24,000, depending on whether you're age 50 or older. And if that's all you're making, you can't double up your contributions. You cannot say, okay, I just put $10,000 into my 401k. That's all I made for this year. I've got another $5,500 sitting in my bank account. I'm going to put $5,500 into a Roth IRA, because certainly I made more than $5,500 this year. It just doesn't work like that.
Yeah, you've only got $1 for, we can't stretch them across. Only the government can do that kind of stuff, where they can count $1 twice.
I'm not even sure if they can do that. Can
well, they
I?
Do it, but I mean, you know. Anyway, so I'll find the answer to the unemployment. I just, as you mentioned, we've had the question in the past. It doesn't come up very often.
No, it came up way back, and it just seems to me that as we were talking about that, that was more of a benefit in line with something like Social Security or disability payment or something like that. You may have earned it to, you know, you may have earned the right to have it, but making it count as far as earned income. But then on the other hand, I mean, somebody might say, well, look, you know, it is counted for income purposes. But then again, oftentimes Social Security is as well. So anyway, you'll have to figure out where to look for that.
I will.
All right.
Unfortunately.
877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Going back to this buckets thing really quickly, we had a question on this last time we talked about this, and we didn't get to it, and I kind of saved it. And that was, when should you start setting up your bucket strategy? Is it age 30, 50, or 60, or somewhere in between or later?
Yes. The bucket strategy, I mean, 30 is a little bit young, because the reality is you are bucket number one. Most likely, you are, unless you're trying to retire and stop working in the next 15 years, which most 30-year-olds dream about. Heck, most 40-year-olds dream about that. It's not a reality. And so if you are going to continue to work for 15, 20 more years, because you have to, you are bucket number one. And in some cases, you're bucket number two, for that matter, too, because your time horizon is way out there. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't have something in bucket number one. Your emergency fund is part of bucket number one. So we're just, you know, looking at that. We have to have some money on the table, off the table, off the side. And we can use the emergency fund for a couple of things. Obviously for emergencies, but we can also use it for opportunity money if the market crashes 30, 40, 50%. Like we've seen in the past, what was it, 30, 40% in 2008? What a great time to be an investor. Emotionally, people freaked out about that idea. They didn't want to be an investor. They wanted to be a saver at that point, which was unfortunately the wrong thing to do if you have the time horizon. So we have to look at what's going on. Most of the time, somebody in their 30s is not going to. When we get into our 40s, 50s, and 60s, we're getting closer to that retirement age. The bucket strategy does come into play. If you're 15 years out, you may not need much in bucket number one, but you might want to start looking at, has it been a great time in the market or a bad time in the market? If it's a great time in the market, maybe you pull back some of the aggressiveness and go into more of a bucket number two type investment, especially if you're 5 to 10 years out from retirement. You don't want to wait until retirement to pull the foot off the pedal and start becoming less aggressive at that point. You want to be set up in advance of retirement so that regardless of what the market does at retirement, just before retirement, just after the retirement, doesn't matter. You've got it okay. You can still do what you need to do. So when you're getting 5 to 10 years out from retirement, you're starting to fund bucket number two, you're starting to fund bucket number one as the market allows. Now, we've had a pretty good market for the past 7, 8 years. Now may be a good time to start taking some of that cream off the top and setting up bucket number two if you're in your 50s, setting up bucket number one and two if you're in your 60s and you're going to retire soon, and start looking at what is it that I'm trying to accomplish.
Do you set it all up at once? I mean, if you've maybe, let's say you've been real lucky and you've put together $500,000, let's just pick a number, $500,000, but all you've got, you know, it's just in your IRAs and your 401ks, it's your saving money. You
right,
don't really
so
have anything.
It's easy to reallocate too that way.
Right. So, well, let's say, you know, the market is down maybe, it's not doing quite as well. Is it better to
if the market's
dollar
down,
cost average into your bucket one?
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to look and see what I can reposition right now, what I should reposition right now, and do it. Now, if the market were down 20, 30% right now, I probably would not be looking to reposition right now unless I'm getting too close to retirement that I cannot deal with it. But if I'm still 10 to 15 years out from retirement and the market had been down right now, I'd be waiting and see if it would come back a little bit over the next three, four, 5 years. But the market's not down right now. So if you're within that 5 to 10 year window from retirement, now's a great time to be establishing and setting up the appropriate buckets. But it also tells us the money that I continue to save. Even our last caller, James, who's between 65 and 70, he's putting new money into his investments. He's still saving, even though he's on retirement. He's basically retired, but he's working and he's got... That money should be dollar cost averaging into the long-term growth area. Because that money that he's saving today isn't money he's going to spend next week, next year, even the next maybe decade. It's money he's going to spend a decade and a half away from now, 2 decades away. Or it's money he's never going to save or spend because he's just doing it because he's enjoying his work, he's enjoying getting out and socializing, being with people. Mm-hmm. And this is really money that is not for him. It's for somebody on a successive generation or an heir down the line.
And that's a long time horizon.
So we're going back to identifying what is the purpose of the money. And what does the market give us? The market gives us volatility. We want to safen our portfolios up against that volatility by moving into buckets 1 and 2 when we have the opportunity. We want to take advantage of that volatility by saving into it.
And a question from Gloria, which we'll get Pat back in just a second. When we come back, how many buckets should you have? We'll answer that question. Hey, line's open for you. 877-PLANNER. You got questions on this or anything else? We'll talk to you about it. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. More Bucket Strategy Investing.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand-in-hand with the Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Talking to you about your strategy. We got a strategy for you. In fact, it's strategy this hour. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing, 877-PLANNER. I'll give you the number again. If you got questions, we got lines open for you, 877-PLANNER. Got another hour coming up, too, for most of you across the country, many of you. So stick around for more of the best in money information. Had that email asking us just before the break.
It was a caller.
Well, this one has to do with how many buckets you should
have. Buckets.
Oh, you want to go back? Oh, we have the answer. All right, let's do that for the caller. For James in Portland.
I spent the break looking this up.
Yeah, you did. All right. We had already declared the answer during the break, but let's bring it up.
We declared the answer. James was asking how much he could contribute to his IRA, whether it be traditional or Roth. And he had $10,000 of earned income, wages, $2,000 of unemployment, but he was taking eight of his earned income and putting it into a 401k. I said I knew that he could do $2,000, but I did not think he could use the unemployment compensation as a something to satisfy the IRA requirement, and I was correct. You know, but I didn't know for sure, so I wanted to come back and tell James in Portland, the unemployment compensation does not support an IRA contribution. The easy way for me to remember it, I hopefully remember it going forward, is you have to have employment income to put money into an IRA. By the very title of unemployment compensation, it's not counted. It's actually, you paid a premium, or your employer did, through the years you're working. So it's more of a deferred comp than anything else, because it's a benefit it's an insurance benefit that's being paid from previous employment income. And so it is not considered money that can be used to support an IRA contribution. So given the example that James gave us with $10,000 of earned income, eight of which was going to a 401k, there's $2,000 he could then put into an IRA, whether it be traditional or Roth. That's his call.
Yeah, so unemployment doesn't count. We know Social Security doesn't count. And I had brought up the fact
that he was
receiving Social Security, but for the purposes of contributing to an IRA, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I knew that Social Security didn't count.
I understand that, but still, I think there are people saying, "Well, wait a minute. He's not just living on $10,000 a year, Social Security and pensions." So you would think that you should be able to at least contribute, something more than just the income that the W-2 way or net self-employment income.
Less what you're putting into your 401k.
Yeah, you can put it in. You have some dollars marked to a 401k. If there's any left, you can put it into the IRA or vice versa. It doesn't matter.
but you can't double up. So, all right. We also had a question about buckets. We were talking about buckets, and it was how many buckets should you have? You know, we started with three. I think that's a big question, but
those are the core. It also depends on how you count your buckets, because there's the core three buckets. We're talking about somebody who's in retirement. There's the core three. Bucket number one for current distributions. Bucket number two for midterm, you know, refilling. Bucket number one, and bucket number three, the long-term bucket, to hopefully outpace what you're spending down in bucket one and two over that 15, 20-year time horizon. Those are the core, but you may want to what we call blend your buckets and put, you know, some portion of your bucket one in IRA and some of it in personal money. Same thing with bucket two, same thing with bucket three. So you could look at it saying, well, I've got six buckets. I've got one bucket number one, you know, IRA money, bucket number one, non-qualified money. Well, there's kind of two buckets. It's still one bucket. The investment strategy is the same or close to it within the same. A little bit different taxable treatment there. So we have to look at the three core. Now, outside of that, you can have an alternatives bucket with the interest rates the way they are today and with the discorrelation of alternatives versus the stock and bond markets. They may be a helpful, you know, addition to the core three. So you could have that out. It's kind of a subset of three. It's just a little bit different treatment of it. We use the distribution from the alternatives in many cases, whereas with the dividends and capital gain distributions in typical bucket three, we're reinvesting it. And the other bucket that you may have is a lifetime income bucket. That's over, you know, on the safer side of the house because it's guaranteeing an income for the rest of your life. We talked about that last week. I think we're going to talk about it again this next week or sometime during this week. Lifetime income can be a nice additional bucket to your overall investment portfolio if you need more guaranteed income than your Social Security and or pensions provides. You know, when you wake up in the morning, you got expenses, you got to pay for them, you got to figure out what's going on. It'd be nice to have a guaranteed source. That's where lifetime income comes in. Not everybody should have a lifetime income bucket. There are people that may want more guarantees, but for whatever reason, they don't like it, they don't understand it, they don't want it. Fine, don't get it. There are people who don't need any more lifetime income than their pensions and Social Security provide. And if that's the case, don't buy it.
Yep.
So look what's happening in your life as far as your needs, how they're structured, how long they're going to last, what's going on, and your portfolio. And yeah, your risk tolerance.
You know, we've had the question too, Professor Plum, when we said earlier part of the hour, where you spend down bucket one, you spend the principal and interest. So in a simple example, you needed 7 years at, what was it, $12,000
a year,
$84,000, and you spend that all the way down to nothing. But what happens, you know, once that's spent down to nothing, the question comes in, do you take what's in bucket two now and you just dump it all back into bucket number one, whatever's grown? I mean, how does that work?
Well, it depends on how you funded bucket number two. If you funded bucket number two with a guaranteed account that had, you know, like a 7-year CD, if you could find one that you were happy with, then you could wait until almost the very end of the 7 years because you know exactly what it's going to be. It's not going to be any higher. It's not going to be lower. It's a CD. It's going to earn the same interest rate every year. It's no big deal. You're not worried about what's happening with it. On the other side, if you're using a balanced portfolio that has some volatility to it, you're looking for, when you get out 3-4 years, even though you still have 3 or 4 years left of bucket number one, you're looking for a reason to start taking some cream off the top. If you thought it was going to earn 4 or 5% over that period of time, and it's up 7, 8, 9%, you could start pulling back some of that money, value averaging, refilling parts of bucket number one, stretching out bucket number one, giving bucket number two more time again, giving bucket number three more time again. So it depends on how you funded bucket number two, whether or not you're going to let bucket number one run down to almost nothing, or whether you're going to look for reasons to replenish it along the way.
Yeah, maybe after a couple of years. Certainly you're going to have maybe 2 years, I don't know, whatever it is, of safe liquid money. That you don't have to worry about. It's almost like an assembly line moving, you know, from three goes down into two goes down into one, and the closer you get to actually needing that money, the more liquid it becomes and the safer it gets.
Right. But that's the biggest thing. This is not, and this is why I think a lot of advisors don't use this type of investment strategy.
Because of the work involved?
Because it takes work.
Sure.
It's not a set it and forget it, nice, pretty 60-40 pie chart allocation. And it's not something I can put on autopilot with computers doing my trading for me and just saying, always keep me in balance. it has a lot to do with the person. It has a lot to do with what's happening in the world.
Exactly. And what's happening in our world right now is we've got to take a break for the top of the hour. We're going to come back with more. If you need the Brain Trust, Professor Plum, they'll talk to you about this stuff in person and personalize the strategy for you. You can do so 800-644-1150. That's a bucket strategy, 800-644-1150, the number at Lucia Capital Group. Another hour just ahead. Don't go away.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.